Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 17th of December 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll cover some of the recent posts from the Europe à la carte blog. You can read the posts in full and see the photos at europealacarte.co.uk/blog. Andy has written about one of the 2011 European Capital of Cultures, Turku in Finland. Turku was formerly Finland's capital city, but it's not really very well known. It is a possible day trip from the current capital, Helsinki, but there's certainly plenty going on for the year of being the European Capital of Culture. Here are some of the events. A special event for Easter at the Museum of Agriculture. A modern electronic music festival, as Turku has a thriving club scene. This will probably attract some really good European talent. The Tall Ships Regatta will visit Turku in August. And for part of the year, comics will rule, where some of the road signage will be turned into comics. I don't know about that if you're a tourist. It can be hard enough to find your way around. Never mind if the signs are like comics, but I suppose it could be fun. I finally got around to publishing a photo tour of the Alcazaba in Malaga in Spain. I visited the Spanish city in Andalusia at the end of September. It has taken me a while to get around to writing my posts. The Alcazaba was probably my favourite Malaga attraction. It's a very beautiful, well-preserved Moorish fortress. It's historically interesting building and great views over Malaga, the port, the bull ring, the cathedral, the gardens, up to the mountains in the distance. So come to the blog to see all the photos. We have two posts about Christmas markets in France this week on the Europe à la carte blog. Kimberly has written about the Christmas market in Nice. Nice is on the French Riviera, on the south coast of France, and is well known for its wide stretch of beach and lovely blue Mediterranean waters. However, you can enjoy Nice without the crowds as it prepares for the Christmas season, with the market set up in Place Masséna just at the edge of the picturesque old town. Illuminated palm trees border the ice rink. Not sounding very festive, but they do have some more typical Christmas trees. But as it doesn't snow very often in the south of France, there's some artificial snow on the trees, but of course very tasteful artificial snow. There's also a Ferris wheel you can ride and plenty of stalls. Thomas, who lives in Normandy in France, has written about the two Christmas markets closest to where he lives. He lives in between the French cities of Amiens and Rouen. He reckons that they both have good Christmas markets. Thomas has written about ice hockey in Sweden. Although you may not be a great sports fan, Marcus still thinks that it's worthwhile going along to a hockey game to get involved in the atmosphere. It gives you some insight into the culture in Sweden. Jeremy has written about Picasso's Guernica at the Reina Sofia Museum in Madrid. This painting portrays the horrors of war when the Germans bombed the Basque town of Guernica in 1937 during the Spanish Civil War, with reports of at least 250 dying. So this painting reminds us of the horrors of war. Finally, the official launch of the Royal Border Bridge illuminations took place in Berwick-upon-Tweed, where we live. So it was a pretty good display of fireworks. Took some videos and photos so you can see them on the blog. Thank you for listening to the Europe à la carte podcast, and I hope that you'll join us again soon for more European travel tips.